VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one can stop Israel's war against Hamas, including the world court. He delivered a defiant televised speech late Saturday as fighting in Gaza near the 100-day mark. Speaking after the International Court of Justice at The Hague held 2 days of hearings on South Africa's allegations that Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians. It's a charge Israel has rejected as libelous and hypocritical. After the latest U.S.-British airstrikes against Houthi militia targets in Yemen, analysts in Egypt are raising concerns of a widening conflict that will further affect shipping in the Suez Canal and cause damage to the region and world economy, Edward Uranian reports.
Former Egyptian Deputy Foreign Minister Hussein Hariri told Arab media that if the U.S.-British attacks on the Houthis continue, it's not going to resolve the problem but exacerbate it and cause a widening of the conflict to other fronts in the region and affect both the security and the economies of the Middle East and Europe. Hariri noted that an escalating conflict could result in an attack on a U.S. or British warship that would force a more robust response from the U.S. or Britain. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Less than a month until Pakistan's February general elections and former Prime Minister Imran Khan, the country's most popular leader, will not be on the ballot.
Three-time ousted former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's party is seen as the establishment's favorite. Like Khan now, Sharif was disqualified from running for parliament before the 2018 vote over corruption charges. He had also fallen out of favor with the powerful military. Observers say seeking the military support to come to power has weakened all political parties and eroded voters' faith in elections.
And that is VOA Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reporting from Islamabad. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's new foreign minister has pledged solidarity with Ukraine on a visit to its capital. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Stéphane Séjourné arrived in Kyiv to meet with his counterpart in a sign of support for Ukraine as Russia's full-scale invasion nears its second anniversary. Séjourné noted that Ukraine was his first destination abroad since his appointment in a government reshuffle this week. He said Ukraine would remain France's priority, adding the war in the country was an example of the need to defend the fundamental principles of international law. I'm Karen Chabas.
Cold, snowy, bitter weather has a hold on much of the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Windy at Lake Huron in Michigan. And in Oak Park, homeowner Chris King is hoping the lights stay on.
It's not a pleasant experience because it usually takes several hours or a couple of days to get the power back.
Audio courtesy of WXYZ-TV. Heavy snowfall accumulations expected for upstate New York have the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers game postponed until Monday. In Iowa, the cold and snow are tamping down attendance at political events ahead of Monday's key Iowa presidential caucuses. Governor Kim Reynolds on KCRG says she's hopeful Iowa voters will turn out.
It is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates.
Ice storm warnings for Oregon and flood warnings all the way east into New England. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Homeland Security Department says Texas denied federal agents access to a stretch of border when they were trying to rescue three migrants who drowned. The federal government's account came hours after U.S. Representative Henry Schiller said that the Texas Military Department and Texas National Guard did not grant access to Border Patrol access and agents to save the migrants Friday night. Mexican authorities recovered the bodies of a woman and two children Saturday across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. John Kerry, the U.S. Special Envoy on Climate, is stepping down from the Biden administration in the coming weeks. That's according to two people familiar with his plans. Kerry, a longtime senator and secretary of state, was tapped shortly after Joe Biden's November 2020 election to take on the new role created specifically to fight climate change on behalf of the administration on the global stage. Kerry was one of the leading drafters of the 2015 Paris Climate Accords and came into the role with significant experience abroad as Secretary of State during the Obama administration and from nearly three decades as a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.